We are on Daf, Yud Ches Amad Aleph, the second line from the top of the Amad. We had heard before a memre of Rove and Daf Yud Zayin Amad Beis, Oma Rove Dvar Teire Oived Keichavim Yeire Shesaviv. Min HaTeire, there is a din Yerusha by Goyim. A son of a guy yashins his father. And the raya that Rava brought to this was from a posik by an Eved Ivri, Hanimka la'akum. So it says, V'chishav imkaineyu, that before we want to be paid to him, we have to make a cheshbin, how much he was paid for, how much time passed by. This cheshbin is made with the guy who had purchased him. Then we make a cheshbon. V'loi im yershei kalneyu, but with the yershim, who yarshin all that this kalneyu had possessed, with them we don't make a cheshbon. And from this we learn out that an Eved Ivri does not go over the Yerusha. Eved Ivri leaves b'mises ha'odin, but from this drashi, what seems be'emerson, there are yorshim. Yorshim, goyim have yorshim, but here I have a miyat that an Eved Ivri does not go over the Yerusha. So al koponim, this is a makir that a goy is yorish as oviv devar teire. Rabbi Chiya bar ovin omar Rabbi Yechanan, a different makir. Oyveit keichovim yoyresh es oviv devar teire, d'chsiv ki yerusha le'esov nosati es har seir. It says that Esov yarshind har seir, so you see that there's a yerusha by a goy. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara's matche desraye, v'dilme Yisrael mumor shani. Maybe a Yisrael Mumar is different. So I wanted to say pshat in the Shakla Vitaya of the Gemara. Then later I found Baruch Hashem, Nagos Yaivitz, it says more or less the same Indian, but I'd like to elaborate a little. In Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud, we have there the story about the Begadev, who was the son of the Mitri, who was Boaz Shloimis Bas Divri. So the Ramban brings down a machlokes, this Begadev, this son, did he need Geiris? So the Chachmei had Tzofatim, the Malitais Vesin, say he needed Geiris. Because before Matan Torah, the halacha was just like by Umais, the halacha was Haloich Acher Hazocha. The Din Yichus is decided who the father is. So Memele, when this son was born, he had a Din Mitzri. His father was a Mitzri. So they, the Balei Taisus, and say, V'chashel neilad leimolo oisai. They weren't malim. Ki mitzri hoya bedina. He was a mitzri. Avol kshegodal nisgayer ledatoi. When he grew up, he decided to become a ger. Benima. Because there's a maimer chazal that there was a ger. So that's how Taisus says pshat. And the Ramban writes on this, he vehemently disagrees with Taisvitz. Ki me'eis shebo Avram bebris, as soon as Avram Avinu had a bris with the Rabbeinu Shloilam, hoyu Yisraelim. They were eating already. What did the Bali Taisvitz say? That before Matan Ta'ire, by the Eden there was a din halecha charazocha like umesailam. So if the father was a Mitzri and the mother was a Bas Yisrael, the child was a Mitzri. So the Rabban says it's not true. Because as soon as Avram Avinu, Shabbat Avram Bebris, so they all were eaten already. And by Yehid, Allah is a Mitzri, a Bo Bas Yisrael, the child is a Yisrael. Uchemayisha Amru, Zot Ramban Araya, that before Matan Torah they had a din Yid, so he brings our Gemara, Be'esav, Vidulma Yisrael Mumershani. So you see the Gemara says that Esav was a Yid. The precious drachem, wants to explain what was the machlokes, the Balei Tosfos and the Rambam. So the Balei Tosfos held lechumre they had a din Yisrael, but lekula they did not have a din Yisrael. Lekula they still had a din of Bnei Noach till Matan Torah. So memele. So if Lekula they had a din ben Noach, so Memela, so you go boss of the father, that's what they held. So Memela, the child was a Mitzri. And the Ramban held that Bein Lechumre, Bein Lekula, they have a din Yid. So Memela, so he says if Lekula they have a din Yid, so the child was born a Yid, they didn't need Geiris. And that is Pshat and Argimore, that Ace of Yisrael Mumer, so that means that even though by a goy could be there's no din Yerusha, but they have a din yida for the lekula. They have a din yida for the lekula. So mamela, so there is a din Yerusha. So lechayre, this was the shakla v'tayi and the gemara, the machlokes, the Balei Tosfos and in the Ramban is lechayre the machlokes. The Havamin of the Gemara and the Maskonos of Gemara. The Rabban brings the Raif and the Maskonos of Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara held like the Balei Tosfos that they had a din yid only lechumre, not lekula. So how could Esav Yarshin? Is a Raias Akum Yerush Obev Dvar Torah. The Gemara is Matcha and Shildik. Dilma Esav Yisrael Mumma. We had a din Yisrael. Is a Mumma Yisrael. Mumma is also Yisrael. So Memela, so his din Yerusha was Mikayach Yisrael, the Yisrael Yarshins. The Ziradin, even though it could be by a guy, there's no din Yerusha, but by a Yid, there's a din Yerusha, and they had a din Yisrael. This is Lachayil, the Shakel, the Tayy, the Gemara. So the Gemara Taker, Rav Chiya, Barob, and Rabbi Yechim falls off. You're 100% right, there's no Raya from Esav. Esav was a Yerusha's Yisrael. Elo Mehochet, Ki livnei loit nasati es al Yerusha. Now there it says the bnei loit yarshin. So we see there that is that a goy yerish oviv dvar teire. V'rabchiya bar ovin maitayma loy omar kerove. Now the Gemara asks Rabchiya bar ovin, why didn't you say Rav Israel? Rav Israel was, it says v'chishiv im kaineyu v'loyim yerusha kaineyu. So it seems that a goy has Yerushim. So the Gemara answers, Miksi v'chishiv im kaneyu v'loy im yershay kaneyu. Does it say this? That means if it would say this in the Pasuk, so then we see everything. We see that a goy has Yerushim, and the Pasuk is telling us, but it never did, does not go over the Yerushim. So the answer is everything. But maybe Pshat is Pumfakyat, a guy doesn't have Yerushim, the Chishivim Kaneyu, because he's the only one that it belongs to. When the guy dies, not Evedivri, because Machal is not in Yerushim. It doesn't say in the Pasuk, Loim Yerushim Kaneyu, that we can be Medayik from this, that a guy has Yerushim. Fine. So that is why he brought the Raya from Livnei. The Rove, my time, Leoma, Kerabchia, Baroven, what's wrong with this Rai? Mishum, Kvoidoi, the Avroham Shani. So the Gemara answers, it could be a guy, doesn't Yarshin. Kvoidoi, the Avroham Shani. We have to understand what does this mean, Kvoidoi, the Avroham Shani. I thought perhaps we could say there's a mirdike chidushi haramban in Yevomis af tzadik chesem and aleph. And the Ramban says as follows, he speaks about goyim, and he speaks about the kuve that goyim have to yetzeh helotzeim, to their children. So the Ramban says as follows, rachmone avgerei lezarei de'ov. The zera ha'ov is not miyuches to the ov, kidechsiv, Vizilmas susim zilmosam. It's like a sus. So, zilmas susim zilmosam means there's no din yichus from a goy to there's no din yichus from a father to a son. Vahoda amrino, so the Ramban asks, the goy yoyrish oviv din toire. No, if zilmas susim zilmosam. Hosam shani, the goli bei rachmon. The pasuk says ye yarshin. V'hayne deitzich l'ribuye b'yerusha. That's why I need a pasuk taken. I need a pasuk that the concept of Yerusha applies by a goy. You need a pasuk to tell us that a son will yarshin a father. Zir mesusim zimos. So, it could be we see a psalmoyridike chidish in this Rambam. In Yesod, Zirmasusim Zemosim. It's in Yisod, there's no din yichus legabi, ilchis erve, shibi achoise min ha'ov. There's no din yichus legabi that. Of legabi Yerusha, the Ramban seems to say, there is a toiras yichus. You could split it for some reason. Legabi other things, it's Zirmasusim Zemosim. Legabi other things, it's legabi Yerusha. So it could be, Argamor is going a step further. Argamor is saying, it could be, there's no din yichus, by all goyim, there's no din yichus, period. We don't have to split the hair. But by Mishum Kvoidoi, Davrom, by Loit, they said that it's not a sus legabi Yerusha. Just like the Ramban holds of Yemes, by all goyim, the Torah was mefkir, the din sus legabi Yerusha, not legabi other things. So Agamor wants to say, Mishim Kvoidei Davrom, they took away this din sus, al kaponim legabi the Yerusha of Bnei Loit. Let us see what Rashi says. Zutrashi, my time alone, my kerovet, the aflom, my vechishivim kaneil. Fine. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tono rabono. Yeish beivri shein beivriyo. Veyeish beivriyo shein beivri. There are some things that a vedivri has what an omavri does not have, and there's other things what a vri has that an ivri doesn't have. Yesh be'ivri, shehu yoytze b'shonim uv'yoyvu uv'mises ha'odoy, ma she'en kein be'ivriya, which we'll see the Gemara's going to ask, this is very shver, all these yitziyas and om evriya has also. V'yesh be'ivriya, what an ivri doesn't have, she'evriya yoytze b'simonim, number one. Number two, ve'eino nimkeres v'nishnis. She cannot be sold twice. Umaftin oiso bal kolchoi, ashe'en kein be'ivri. Oh, mama. So now we're going to start explaining. Yesh be'ivri she'en be'ivri. Remini. So what are you telling me? That an ivri goes out, be'sheish, and an Ivriya doesn't have this. So the Gemara says, we learned before, V'ramini yiseiro olov omo Ivriya shekoina atzmo b'simonim. It mentioned before the Yitzis that a Ivri has in the Mishneh, and an Ivriya has Simonim also, about all these Yitzis of Shonim and Yovel, an Ivriya has also. So what part over here you're saying, Yesh be Ivri, she'ain be Ivriya. Omar Rav Sheshes Kegoin Sheyeoda. No, we're speaking about over here that he made yield already. He made yield, so Mamela, after yield, she doesn't go out, Peshonim V'yoivu. Frag the Gemara Yeoda. He made yield already. Pshita Gita boy, that she needs a get, she's a wife. So you're telling me she doesn't go out, Peshonim V'yoivu? Mao de Taima Leilavatla Hilchisamino. I would think you're not Levatl, the halachis from her. Kamash Mela. That we are Levatl, the halachis. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? So we once mentioned the Masas Moshe. The Masas Moshe says in Sinanem Beis, he says, what Pshat? I would think we're not Levatl, the halachis. What kind of halachas are you speaking about? So he says from this he wants to prove, and he has other ayahs also, that Be'emison and Oma Ivriye before Yehud is a Oma Leshivchas. She was purchased for Shivchas, whatever work she does. The Yehud, she's an Oma Leishus. It's Pshad, she's still an Oma, but for a different tafkid. For a Neo Gavishus, he says, Gavishus, he says, Adin Pelegesh, Mansa Bingarai, there's no Chiv Shepsus Voina, there's a Ribu Yechayiv Mise, but Al Koponim, it's not, she's not a Poshita Isha. She's right from the Poshita Isha, she's not a Poshita Isha Isha. She's an Omo Leishus. So, she's an Omo Leishus. So, the only thing that changed with Yield is the Tafkid. I mean, before she was an Oma for this purpose, now she's an Oma for a different purpose. So I would, fine. But there's a time that Amos ends. Sheish, Yoivu, finished. Simone, it ends. So I would think it should end by her also. Kamash Malon? No. That now, since she became an Oma Leishas, now she has the Yitzias of Ishas, and she loses the Yitzias of Oma. That is the Chiddush of the Baraisa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mashen kimbo mevriye, lekamen boilo. The Gemara is going to ask, how could you say that an omevri doesn't have these yitzis? Ve'eino nimkeres v'nishnis, you can't sell it twice, lekamen yaleflo. Later the Gemara learns this out from a posik. Bal Korchei Lekamei Meforishle. Then we're going to explain this then also. That she goes out Bal Korchei. Yiseira Olav Amivri Alma Kol Hanech Isnubo. Kigoin She Yehoda. He made Yehud. Vesu, that's what the Brais is telling us, Leinavke Bahani. She will not go out with Shonim in Yehivol. Elo Begen. Hilchese Amivri. I would think that she still has Hilchis Omevriya. Loi levatlo Hilchise, the Halochis Omevriya should not become bottle. Vim Rotzesa Lotzeis Be'echad Me'elu Beloige, Peitzel. If she wants to go out with one of these three things, she should go out. Kamash Malon, that no, she lost the Yitzias of Om, and now she has the Yitzias of Get. Now I had a shtikel ha'ore on this Rashi. L'chayre, according to the havamin of the Gemara, more than the way the Masas Moshe explains beautifully, that the Gemara holds that yield is a omo le'ishus, so I would think she has yitzias omo, before she was shivchas, now it's ishus, about the whole thing is built on amos, because she's an omo. Now, let's speak about an Omo Leshivchas. An Omo is an Omo. She was bought for 6 years. She was sold when she was 5 years old. Now she's 11 years old. At Shonim, she goes out with Shonim. So when she's after 6 years, we go and we tap her on the shoulder. It's finished. 6 years. She said, I don't want to go. And Shulbik, I mean, that's the din. It's not up to you. We ask the Yitzhi of Shanim, the Yitzhi of Yaivul, the Yitzhi of Simonim. Right? Don't ask her, it's not up to her. These are the Yitzhi's of Am Evriya. So the Chayre, so why did Rashi say a vote over here? I would think Hilchis Am Evriya, if she wants to go out, she can go out. If she doesn't want to go out, she doesn't have to go out. It's a modern combination we're making over here. The Havmin, L'chayre, if I would learn the Gemara, Lulei Debrei Rashi, so the Havmin, the Gemara, she has the Yitzhi Salama. The only thing that changed from before Yid to after Yid was that she's a Noma for a different tafkid, for a different purpose. But she's still a Noma. So she should have the Yitzhiya, what a number. She goes out with Chase, not Imrotzisa, if she wants to go out. What is it? These Yitzhiyas are dependent on her Rotzen. If you have a Havamina, she's a number, she's a number. She goes out Malkocha also. What is Pshat in the Rotzisa? Perhaps we could say that Rashi had a Kasha. The Pasuk says, "Vim shlosh eila layasela, v'yotza chinam ein kosev." The Pasuk says that v'yotza chinam ein kosev. One goes on simonim, one goes on sheish shanim. Vim shlosh eila layasela. What is the shlosh eila? So Rashi says there was no Yiyud. He wasn't Miyad. No, he wasn't Miyad. Or there was no Giloin Kesef. So then she goes out with Simon and Moshesh. So L'chayra, we have an often a Pasuk. Now let's learn Chumash. Im Shlosh, that means when does she go out with Simon and Moshesh? V'yotzach in Amein Kosef, Im Shlosh Eila L'yasla. If there was no Yiyud. But if there's Yiyud, she doesn't go out with Simon and Moshe. As if they're impossible, it's a pasuk in Chumash. So why do you need a Baraisa to tell me she doesn't go out with Simon and Moshe? If after you, the Baraisa, she doesn't. No, I would think, then you would think, there's another pasuk fakel. Im shlosh eilu la yasala, v'yotzachinam en kosov. V'yotzachinam is only im shlosh eilu la yasala. So perhaps that's what Rashi wants to say. The Pasuk is telling us of a Yitzhiya Bal Kocha. That means if Yiyud was made and she wants to remain there, so then she zicha doesn't go out. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. But I would think, but what if she wants to go out after Shay, she could go out. That's what the Baraisa is telling us, she doesn't have the Yitzhiya. Perhaps that's Pshat in this Rashi. Now there's another problem over here I'd like to mention, a shrekliche problem. What does it say in this Baraisa? In this Baraisa it says, Yesh be'ivri shu yaitse bishonim ubiyayvul. Very good. And an ivriya doesn't go out bishonim ubiyayvul. That means after yield, she only goes out with yet. Now there's a third yitzhiya, misas ha'odayn. Now, after Yiyud, L'chayri, she does go out with Mises HaOdein. Who's the Odein? The Odein is the one who's Miyayit. That's who the Odein is. So, what is Pshat that she doesn't go out the Mises HaOdein? That an Ivri goes out the Mises HaOdein, but an Ivri does not go out the Mises HaOdein. So the Meshech Chochme wants to say, from the Safri, it's a Grais. He not goes Mises Odin. That's one way. I think the Rosh Hashanah also wants to say that. But Al Kaponim is a problem. And then there's another problem. There's a problem. It says, Yesh be'ivri, masha'ein be'ivriya, that an Ivri goes out to Mises Odin, and Shuldik. An Ivri does not go out to Mises Odin. We learned by Ivri, Ovidas HaBen. A Nirtza goes out to Mises Odin. A Mevriya goes out to Mises Odin. But an Eved Ivri is Eved as a Ben. He's not Eved as a Ach, but he's Eved as a Ben. A Yoirish, he doesn't. That was the whole sugya we had learned on Daf Yizayinim at Beis. And Ach, he will not be Oibid, but a Ben, he will be Oibid. So the Machna says that Teretz, with which becomes for Emfot both Kashas. We're speaking about Mises HaOdein, without children, he left over a brother. That's what we're speaking about. So there's a Dinyim. So an Ivriya, in such a case, she won't go out, but Mises HaOdein. As what should she go out? As Mises HaOdein, the Yitzi of Mises HaOdein, after a year, she has different halachas already. As Mises HaBal, there's a brother. So there's a dinyibo. So she doesn't go out. Masha Einkein and Evidivri, the same case, there's no children. And there's a brother, Saino Oivit Es Hayoirif. So that is Pshat in the Baraisis. So it's a beautiful Pshat. We're speaking about that there's no son and there's a brother. And now it fits like a glove. So by Nevedivri, Lemaise, is Yoiti Bemises Odein. Because only Oivit Es Ben, not a Soch. And then that we're talking about, there's no Ben and there's an Och. Masha Ein Kein Om Evri will not go out Bemises Odein. Because that is a Din Yibum. Yeah. Now let's go a little further. So why did she go out b'simonim? If you're speaking about Yisera, all of them Evriya, that she goes out b'simonim. After Yud, she doesn't go out with simonim either. Achi kama. This is a different case. The Yisera om Evriya is going without Yud. Yoitza af b'simon. Zog de Gemara weiter, ve'eino nimkeres v'nishnes. She is not resold. She's only sold once and not resold. Michlal, David Ivri, nimkar v'nishna. Weistes in David Ivri is resold. He sold once and sell him again. Vosanya, we learned about Isa, Bignei Vosoi, that he sold for the Gneve. Veloi Bikfeiloi. Bignei Vosoi, he sold for Gneve, Veloi Bismomoi. Bignei Vosoi, Kivin Shenim Kapam Achashu, Viato Rashoi Lemoichoi. So the Kashi is from the third Rash. That v'nimka, that's a Rashi learns about, v'nimka b'gnei vosai means, we learn out v'nimka, one mechire. There's a mechire, one mechire, that's it. V'nimka b'gnei vosai, that's it. You don't sell them anymore. Kimin sh'nimka pamacha shuviyata reshoi lemoichoi. So how does the Gemara say that an Ivriya is better than an Ivri, because an Ivriya is ein nimkeres v'nishnes, and shuldik, an Ivri also has the same aloche, that it's not nimka v'nishne. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, v'loi b'kfeiloi, v'nimka b'gnei vosei, v'loi b'kfeiloi. Im yesh loy l'shalem es ha-keren, if he has money to pay for the keren, ve'ein loy mimal l'shalem ha-keifu, ein inimka. So that's this first rash. The first rash is that he's only sold if he doesn't have money for the keren. But if he has money for the keren, and then the only thing that the nignav is missing is the tashlum ekefu. For tashlum ekefu, you don't sell for an eved. So I saw in the shiurim from Rav Shmuel, who brings down from the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch asks a moira dike kasha. Minchas Chinuch asks that, what does it say over here? It says he is, let's say he stole $500. So he owes $1,000. 500 for keren, 500 for kefu. So he has money for the keren. So he says, here's $500 for the keren. And then all I owe you is kefil, I don't have anything else, and then nimka bikfelos gives him the 500 pounds. Zog del nignav, I'll accept this 500 pounds, but I'm not accepting it for the keren, I'll take it for the kefil. You give it to me for the keren, I'll take it for the kefil. This whole dinim in Shulchan Aruch, by different chayves, there's a chayv bishtar and a chayv balpeh, and Yenna wants to pay for the chayv bishtar, and he gives him the money, and he says, and Shuldik, I got the money, there's a chayv balpeh also, I'm holding this for the chayv balpeh, you pay me, I still have my shtar, you pay me for the chayv bishtar. As I state, in Shulchan Aruch Mishpat, fragt the Minchas Chinuch, so let the nigdav make the same dreidel over here. Let the Nignav say, if you gave me 500 pounds, thank you. I'm accepting this for the kefil. You owe me the keren. You don't got no money. We'll sell you for the keren. Zok te minches chinuch. It is impossible to pay the kefil because man, the keren wasn't paid. That means I'm taking this for kefil. It's only called kefil if the keren was paid. So this is the double payment. But you're taking it because man, the keren wasn't paid on shuldig. You can't take this for the kefil because it doesn't become kefil till the keren is paid. That's what the minchas chinuch brings araya from this Rashi. Let us go further. Bizmamar im heyit bechaveloi shegona. Vuhuza. He said Aedis that this person stole. Now, with their Aedis, there was put on Yene Ha'aloche, that he has to pay, let's say, this was, he stole $500, so this, but it was saying, hey, this either he pays $500, or he'll be sold for $500. That was Nichlo, he doesn't have any money, he'll be sold for $500. Now we remazim these Eidim, so the psak that was on the Nidin should boomerang back to them. And you'll also have the same halacha. Either you'll pay $500, or if you don't have $500, you'll be sold for $500. So we have a besondere miyid, b'gnevosoi v'loi bizmomoi. So Rashi says, im heid b'chaveiroi shegonav v'huzam, v'ein loi b'mer l'shalem, he doesn't have the $500 to pay, ein inimka. The holding mechira does not boomerang back to the eight. There's only a ganav as is in the nimka b'gnei vosoi, v'loi bizmomai. Third drach, b'gnei vosoi, shenimka pam achas, if he was sold once, shuveini nimka. Kasal kedaitach, so the Gemara understood as follows. V'nimka b'gnei vosoi, mashmalei, the nimka, the drash is from the nimka, pam achas. There is one mechira. He sold once. The loy shtei mechiras. There's not two mechiras. So memele. So this halacha, that einei nimka v'nishnis, this halacha is not only by omevriya. This halacha applies also By Evadivri, that's the Gemara's kash. Ignevosoi kivin shenimka pam achas, shuv i'ata rashoi lemoichoi. Omarove. So, this is the kash. Omarove loikash. Kan bignevo achas, kan bishtei gnevis. Now let us see Rashi. Kan bignevo achas, kan bishtei gnevis. Bignevo achas, for one gneve, it's pamachas. What does that mean? For one gneve, he's only sold once. So Rashi explains. V'im'einoi shove kol gnevosoi. If he is not worth the value of the whole gneve, he's worth $500. The gneve was $1,000. So there's one mechira. For the other half, he won't be sold. For each gneve, he sold once. For the other half, if this the other half of gneve that was not paid up, he's not. mishum chetzia. We don't say this. Imeinish aber kogmes einen imke bishvil chetzia, or el sheyoytze yimachim mishum chetzia, that we'll sell them now for a half of the $1,000, for $500. We don't say this. He's only sold once. Bahai the ktoni. In the Baraisa it says, v'nimkar v'nishte, v'shtei gneivis. For two gneivis, then he sold, so it's one mechira for each gneivis. Afilu loy omad bedin at shegon afshteim. That means that he stole, the skanev stole from Reuven $500. Then he stole from, that was Sunday. Tuesday he sold another $500 from Reuven. Afilu loy omad bedin at shegon afshteim. Wednesday he was caught. And ve'eino yishove el demei ha'echad. He's only worth $500. Nimka v'choizal v'nimka. The whole chode v'chode kirinem be v'nimka b'gnei v'osoy. That means each mechire, there were two gneivas. There's one mechire for each gneiva. The miyat is v'nimka, if there was one gneiva of $1,000, so you don't sell him, you only sell him once. You don't sell him again to pay up the whole $1,000. One mechira for one gneiva, even though it's not paid up, we'll sell him again, he'll pay up. No, the nimka b'gneivase, for one mechira for one gneiva. But if there were two gneivas at two different times, $500 a piece, now we caught him, so now we'll sell him twice for each gneiva. So Abaye asked Rove, "Bignevosai tuvo mashme." Bignevosai means more than one. We'll just. Elo Amar Abaye leikashe kan b'odam echad kan v'shnei b'nei odam. Now let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. So, the Baal Rav had said a beautiful teretz, that Ayeve ad Rash, v'nimka, there's one mechire for each gneiva. If one mechire is not maspik to pay for the whole gneiva, you would need two mechires to pay for all the gneiva. No, you don't do that. One mechire for a gneiva. But if there were two gneivas, then we'll make two mechires. V'nimka, I'll call gneiva or gneiva. So, Abaye asked the Makashe, Tuva Mashme. Im Omad al Shteyem Bedin Echad. The way you said, it means it happened like this, that the Zganev stole Sunday $500. Tuesday, he comes again, he steals another $500 from the same Nikmat. Wednesday, we happen, we make a mother bedin, we mum two gneivas from him, the Sunday gneiva and the Tuesday gneiva. So, Rava had said, so make two mechiras. These are two distinct gneivas. So for each gneiva, the nignav is entitled to make a mechira. So Abaye asked, and showed that, I wish to disagree with you. Gneivosai tuve mashme. Im omad al shteihem bedin echad, now making one din teire, the nigdav is coming, he's one din teire, he wants to sell him for two times. Im omad al shteihem bedin echad, kulon kerinen bei bignevosai. So, all these gnevis are kolol in bignevosai. And the nimka one mechire b'gneivosa and shuldig. That means he stole Sunday and Tuesday. We're only going to sell him once. The nimka we sell him once b'gneivosa. In gneivosa is koilul more than one gneive, and it's one v'nimka. And Rashi brings two rayas, that's the tights, ubeheimo rabbe, badoga sheba yoir mesu. So gneivo is mashma, just like beheimo rabbe means more than one beheime, doga means more than one fish. So gneivo means more than one gneiva, means many gneivas. So if, and it says veninka begneivo, so one mechire for the many gneivas that he stole from him. So, not the way you said you make two gneivas. Gneiva tuva mashme. And it's still one veninka. So what did Abaye say? Elo kan ba'oda mechot, kan b'shnei b'nei oda. Kan ba'oda mechot, shamad b'din b'basachas, if it's oda mechot, Sha'amad bedin bebasachas. There was an amad bedin on all the gneivis that he had made from him. Einu nimka v'nishne. Va'afilu begneivis harbe. Da'ave dumye. Da'achas ha'kosuf. Gneivis harbe is also called one gneivis. Hoitzi da'achas ha'kosuf. Da'dumye da'achas ha'kosuf. Hoitzi b'loshin yochid. That it's called one gneiva, even though that there's a lot color on that gneiva. Kosvitzi beloshin yochid. Avol bishnei bnei odom. That'll be the din if he stole from two people. Shemamidin oiso ishtei pa'omim bedin. That each baldovo brought him ledin. Nimka bishvil kolachas vachas. That's like two different gneivas. Then there's a mechir of each gneiva. V'hu adin in gonav v'omad bedin. There was one gneivin, there's a mod bedin. V'nimka, the Rishas wants to tell maybe v'nimka means it was peasant paskal, it should be nimka. V'chozah v'gonav, and then he stole again. Mainly stole the itchy fingers. Is misheyotze chofshi choyze v'nimka. So that means if there's two amodus bedin, so then, if there are two amodus bedin, so mamela, he will be sold two times. So he says, the machlokes of my barobe is that miut, that for each gneve, there could be a separate mechire, when is it considered different gneves? Rabbi held that fill it's the same nignab and the same amod bedin if they occurred at two different times, so they're called two different gneivas, and it's v'nimkar on each gneiva, and Abaye held no, if it's one amod bedin and the same nignab, it's called one gneiva. So the case of two gneivas is that there was two amod bedin, two amodus bedin, or from two different people, or to the same people. So I'll call upon him. So that is what the Gemara is saying, that is the chayma that Omevriya has over Neved Ivri, and Neved Ivri, Lemaise, can be sold for two Genevis, and an Omevriya is only sold once. Tonga Rabon, Genevoi Elef, a person stole $1,000, vishove chomesh, meis, is worth $500, nimka v'choyza v'nimka. Now this is a pachad, this girl said, because we just learned before, kam b'gneiva achas, it's one mechira, Rashi said. And what does that mean? So Rashi says that for one mechira, if he's worth half of the money, we don't sell him twice for the same, for one gneiva, I mean. For one gneiva, he's not sold twice. There's not two mechiras for one gneiva. And Rashi had said that if he's only worth half of the amount of money, so you don't sell him once and then sell him again. Here it says, gneivoi elef, vishav v'chomesh meish, nimka v'choizel v'nimka. He sold twice. The Goyin is Goyris, the Rambam's Girsis, Nimka v'einei chayza v'nimka. Okay, that would be the way Rashi is. When Rashi is, this Girsis is the way it says by us. Gnevoi Chomesh Meirs. What is if he stole 500, Vishove Elef, and he's worth 1,000? So now we have here a problem. That means he's worth more than the Gneva was. Now, we have to sell him for 6 years. No, 6 years, he's worth $1,000. He's worth $1,000 for 6 years, and the Gneva was only $500. So, ain't a Nimka Klau. The Nimka Big Nevosai. That means, but not if it's more than the Gneva, then he's not sold, period. And he says, if it's worth less than the Gneva, then we have here this to give soy. So it's Nimka, either Chayzev Nimka, not Chayzev Nimka. But if the Mechire is more than the Gneva, ain't a Nimka Kla. Rabbi Lezer Oymer, Imhoyo Gnevoi Kneged Mimkorei. Rabbi Lezer said, Imhoyo Gnevoi Kneged Mimkorei, he is Chayzev on the first and also. If the Gneva is exactly the amount of the Memka Nimka, the Imlav Eine Nimka, so that means Amoyer de Kezach, that means if he stole $1,000, and he's only worth $500, Eine Nimka, so he's Cholek on the first din of the Tanakhama, he holds he's not Nimka whatsoever. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, Ochi Gassine, Tana Rabban. Gnevoi Elef, Vishove Hei Meis, Nimka, Vechayze Venimka. That's our Gilse. Gnevoi Hei Meis, Vishove Elef, Eine Nimka, Klau. Na Nimka at all. And Abeloza says, he's only sold Kneged Memkori, Loi Pocheis, Pulo Yeso. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, Boho Zakanu Rabbelozel Rabbon. He says, and this machloikis really, so Rabbelozel is capable of being menatseyach the Chachamim. That means, Luchay Rabbi saying, Luchay Rabbelozel is right. The Maishno, Gnevoi Chomesh Meis Vishov Elef. If he stole 500, and for 6 years he's worth 1,000, the Einu Nimka, that Chachamim also are Moidi, you don't sell him. The Nimka Kuloi Omar Rachmone V'loi Chetshioi. He is sold completely for the Gneva, but if only half of him is sufficient to sell for the Gneva, because he's worth 1,000, the Gneva was 500, the Nimka Kuloi, Voloi Nimka Chetshei. Ochinami, Nimka Begnevose, Yama Rachmona, Voloi Nimka Bachatzi Gnevose. So, according to the Tanakh Kame, just like you Darshan, Nimka Kuloi, Voloi Nimka Chetshei. So who adin nimkar bishvil kol gnevosai, loy nimkar bishvil chatzig gnevosai. That is what Rabbi said. Therefore, Rabbi Loza Lachire is right. Let us see Rashi. Kneged Mamkor Leipochus V'Leyaisu B'ho Zekanu Rabbelozer Rabbonu Yesh Leipischein Peh V'Nitzochein B'machloikezeh V'Leichetzioi Ki Hashte Sheshove Schar Avoide Sheishonim Pishnayim B'Gnevosei. If the price of 6 years is double the amount of the gneida, the ain olav lavoid elochetzion. So we say v'nimka kuloi v'loi chetzion. So memele hu adin v'nimka ba'ad kol gneivosei v'loi ba'ad Chatsi Ganevoso. Let us see Taisvis. Kan Bigneva Achas, Kan Bishte Gnevis. And this was the previous Gemara. That the, for one Gnevis is not sold twice. For two Gnevis is sold twice. And the Shal is what's called two Gnevis, two Amadis, but then one Amadis, but then Peshpek and just. Baha, Einei Chayza, Venimka. Baha, Chikam, Venimka, Pam Achas, Begneva Achas. He sold once for one Gnevis. V'loi pamayim b'gneiva achas, not twice for one gneiva. Avonim keru shtei ponim b'shtei gneivis. But he sold twice for two different gneivis. Afilu loy omed b'din ad shegon avshtein. This was Rav Shita. Afilu d'amod b'din was only after the second gneiva. V'einei shove elo d'mei achas, nimka v'choyza v'nimka. D'chol chode v'chode krinim bei b'gneiva osoy. Each one is called Bignevosis, one Mechire for each Gneva. O Porich Gnevosai Tuve Mashme, Im Omad Al Shteyim Bedin, Kulon Krinen Bignevosai, Kedersive Beimarabo, Kadogashabiyar, Afalohochi, Chosav and Nimko Deike. Can you say then it's Chosav and Nimke Fakel? This is all called one big, big Nebose. Elokan, Boodom Echot, Shomad Bedin Bebasachas, Afilob Nebisabe. Einai Nimkal Venishne. So he's not resold, the Chatzig Nebu. Because now he's being sold for a chatzig neiv. Avu mebeis bneiyod, mshmida moise bedin shtei pomim, nimka bishvil kol achas vachas. Vuadin im gonav, ome bedin venimka, vachose vagonu, vishyotza lachovshi, chose venimka. Ad kan lushayim. So this is Rashi's pshat. Vikoshe, so Taisus asks on Rashi, Mashe Pirish Bigneva Achas and Echoise Venimke. One Gneve is not sold a second time, and Rashi had said that that means that was Goposhet. If he stole $1,000, he's only worth $500, will not resell it. So Taisvis asks on Rashi, we don't have such a man the yom. Later we have a machloikis, Rabbalozer, and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, if he stole $1,000, it's nimka, v'chosav a nimka. Not like the Goyin's Gilsa. And Mirashi also has this Gilsa. And according to Rabbalozer, he's not sold a fellow once. Now, besamach, come a ton of banahig nevi elef, v'shavei meis, nimka, v'chosav a nimka. Rabbalozer nami layos, adi kami maig neve knegd memkori nimka. Vim lav eine nimka klau, mashma filip hamachas eine nimka. Lechach perish ri. So therefore the ri learns as follows. Kan bigneva achas. Nimka vachoyseva nimka, punfakat. For one gneve, he can be sold and resold. Achi yishalom kol agneve. The nimka bignevo soy mashme. Shenimka he should be sold till the gneve will get paid up. Shenimka kam apomim. Achi yishalom kol gnevos. So fakel gneve achas. It's nimka b'chayzu b'nimka. Avo b'shnei gneves. But if there's two gneves. Lo yimoche elo pamachas. Then he's only sold once. He's only sold for one gneve. He can be sold 100 times to pay up that gneve, but that's it. For a second gneve, he cannot be sold. Avu shtei gneve simoche elo pamachas. U porich b'gnevo sei tuva mashme. Heiche de gona v'chosa v'gona v'lo isi odem atzer. At mikri shape b'gnevo sei. This is called one big neighbor. Ema the nimker achi shalim akel. So therefore, let him be sold till he pays it up. Mishani bo the mecha the gun of bechosu the gun of loisi of the matzumai. You're right. Nimker achi shalim loikolag neivus. Dainu shape big neivus. Avo bishnei bnei adam. Einei nimker v'nishnei.